This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. government's top infectious disease expert says the country could see 100 to 200,000 deaths from the coronavirus outbreak. Dr. Anthony Fauci said on Sunday that millions could become infected in the United States. Faced with Fauci's grim projections and the possibility that even more could die in the U.S. without measures to keep people away from one another, U.S. President Donald Trump extended federal guidelines, recommending people stay home for another 30 days until the end of April. The tally kept by Johns Hopkins University shows the U.S. had over 140,000 infections and 2,400 deaths. Worldwide, more than 33,000 people have died, half of them in Spain and Italy. Doctors in the United States have advised guaranteeing the medical material supply and conducting widespread testing to help contain the novel coronavirus as the nation became the new epicenter of the pandemic. As of Sunday night, the country has registered more than 142,000 confirmed cases, according to the latest tally from Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. now has more cases of COVID-19 than anywhere else, but unlike Italy, where the mortality rate of confirmed cases is around 10%, the rate in the U.S. at this stage is closer to 1.5%, according to the Center for Systems Science and Engineering. Japan's top government spokesman said on Monday that there was no truth to rumors the government was planning to declare a state of emergency from April 1st to slow the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. The chief cabinet secretary also told a news conference that an expected phone meeting between Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the head of the World Health Organization, had nothing to do with any decision on whether to call a state of emergency in Japan. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australia is tightening its already strict social distancing measures, using fines and threat of jail time to enforce the new rules. Starting at midnight Monday, officials in the country's two most populous states, New South Wales and Victoria, will limit public gatherings to just two people. The new measure is a step up from the previous limit of no more than 10 people. State media confirmed Monday that nuclear-armed North Korea successfully tested super-large multiple rocket launchers, but leader Kim Jong-un was not described as commanding the drill, as analysts say Pyongyang seeks to normalize its launches. With the world focused on the coronavirus pandemic and North insisting it has not had a single COVID-19 case, the isolated state has carried out four such firings this month. Unusually, the official Korean Central News Agency, KCNA, did not say in its report that Kim had directed Sunday's test. South Korea had said two projectiles presumed to be ballistic missiles were fired Sunday from the North Korean port city of Wonsan into the city of Japan, also known as the East Sea. China stocks ended lower on Monday as investor concerns over coronavirus-driven global shutdowns overshadowed an unexpected rate cut by the country's central bank. Also, UK shares slipped on Monday after last week's bold bounce back as another wave of stimulus measures failed to calm investors worried about the possibility of a prolonged coronavirus-led shutdown in Britain. On Monday, the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee held their first executive board meeting since the Olympics postponement as they tried to work out the plethora of issues now facing them thanks to the rearranged games. The International Olympic Committee and the Japanese government made the decision last week to postpone the Olympics because of the coronavirus outbreak, the first such time the games has been postponed in history. The first thing on the agenda for the IOC and Tokyo 2020 organizers is deciding on new dates for the Games. The Tokyo Olympics will most likely have its opening ceremony in 2021 on July 23rd and closing ceremony on August 8th, each a day earlier on the calendar than the original 2020 plan. Passengers on a virus-stricken cruise liner entered the Panama Canal in Central America Sunday after they were told the company was still searching for a port which will allow them to disembark even as they pleaded for help. The Panama Canal Authority said that the Zandam liner had entered the canal, which connects the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, on Sunday afternoon after transferring healthy passengers to another ship and restocking supplies. Holland America Line President Orlando Ashford admitted they were still searching for a port after the mayor of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, said that they could not take the risk of accepting the passengers. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.